Well, as we approach lunch on Friday, the Aussie market's remaining under a little bit of pressure. We've got the ASX 200 down by a tenth of a percent, but certainly lifting from the worst levels of the day when we were down by more than a third in the first 15 minutes or so of the session. But it still means it's the sixth time in 7 days that the market is pulling back. And unless something magical happens this afternoon, we're certainly on track to see the market pull back for the second consecutive week. What really happened last night was a driver of this. We had US and European markets pulling back. And the catalyst was President Trump's decision to cancel his upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, which was due to take place in Singapore in less than 3 weeks. He basically cited the North's tremendous anger and open hostility in their most recent statement, and it just basically cast some doubt as well over the relationship between the US and China as well. So across the market today, a bit of a flight to safety. It's the reason why we had Treasuries lifting last night, the Japanese yen improving, but also the price of gold having its best improvement in approximately a month as well. So that certainly has helped Newcrest Mining, Evolution, Northern Star, Regis, Resolute all in the morning session. Telstra, another winner today. It's up 4.5. But mind you, it's done terribly in the past couple of weeks. It hit 7-year lows just days ago, and last week it slumped by 11% after a profit warning. The big banks, well, they started off as a major weight this morning, but they're making quite an attempt to come back, and they're mixed at this stage. But keep in mind that the banks, after four of the big five went ex-dividend last week, they've been quite a weight on the market as well. And they historically have not done so well in the second half of May after trading ex-dividend. Energy stocks also under pressure. They're actually the worst performers in percentage terms, down about 1.5. The major reason for this was that the price of oil had its worst tumble in about 2 weeks. And this followed comments from Russia's energy minister, who suggested that at a key OPEC and oil producing nation next month, they could very well start talking about scaling back supply cuts, which have been in place for some time. Not a huge amount of company news about, but Wesfarmers is up today. It agreed to sell its 24 Bunnings pilot stores in the UK and Ireland for an undisclosed amount. It has been a bit of a disappointing investment for Wesfarmers, and they've basically thought that for them to continue in that sphere, they would have to invest quite a lot of capital to turn the business around. So they've decided to exit instead. The Aussie dollar is sitting at around 75.6 US.